Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is the Freddie and Harry podcast on ESPN Radio.
And welcome to the best show on your radio. You know it better as Freddie and Harry. Thank you very much with my man, Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman. Thanks for joining us on Sirius XM Channel 80, the ESPN app. Don't forget about us and tune in, and also your smart speaker. They'll play ESPN Radio. We got NBA playoffs on ESPN Radio tonight. Tonight, the Oklahoma City Thunder hosting the Dallas Mavericks in Oklahoma City in Game 1 of their Western Conference semifinal series, presented by Indeed. And coverage begins at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on most ESPN radio stations and on Sirius XM Channel 80. And part of the broadcast will be Corey Alexander. He and Sean Kelly are going to get together, make it a fabulous time for Game 1 of that series. Does a great job meeting Corey as an ESPN basketball analyst. Hit him on Twitter at Corey Alexander VA. That stands for Virginia. Thank you very much. So, Corey, before we get to tonight and what I think is going to be a special series, the other Western Conference semifinal series, many people believe it's not over for Denver as an OVER. It's over. OVA down 2-0 to Minnesota, and the next two games are in Minnesota. What has been the biggest surprise, what we've seen from Minnesota doing to Denver so far in the first two games?
The biggest surprise to me has to be the fact that Nikola Jokic cannot get loose. Again, he had 32 in game one, but he did not have the same type of effect on the game that he normally has. But then, of course, when you look at what happened in game two with no Rudy Gobert, but the job that Kat and Naz Reid did defensively on Jokic, he struggled one against those guys. There's always a question as to whether or not you're going to double-team him or play him one-on-one and let him get his. He couldn't get his. So everybody talks about Jamal Murray, who creates a lot of the offense. To think about the fact that Jokic, I mean, he got a shot blocked twice and turned, went to the left, jump hook, threw it off the side of the glass. Mm-hmm. It was a struggle for him to get going, and we haven't seen anybody guard him like that in years.
Corey, I also think the fact that Nikola Jokic can't get off, or the simple fact that Minnesota are not sending double teams, I think it's kind of exposing the rest of the guys for the Denver Nuggets, because when you look at a Michael Porter Jr., you look at a Eric Gordon, a KCP, these guys aren't going to create their own shots. So they're not getting those wide-open looks that they normally get. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm with you 100%, Harry. And we talked about this maybe a week ago when we talked about the fact that how many times have you seen Aaron Gordon with the nice cut? Jokic throws it up and he gets the backwards dunk on the lob. Or Michael Porter Jr. gets that three coming off. But way back, and I'm going to go back to the date, March 7th, the three of us talked, and we talked about the fact that this team isn't the same team because they don't have Bruce Brown. They don't have Jeff Green. And we've seen that Michael Malone has not trusted Christian Brown and Peyton Watson, so much so that Justin Holiday is getting all those minutes off the bench.
Right.
And so when you think about what's going on right now, this team for the Denver Nuggets is not the toughest team on the floor. The Minnesota Timberwolves are the toughest team. And I think that has a lot to do with it. But, Harry, to your point, those guys can't get those tough buckets on their own. They need Jokic to command that double team for them to get them.
Corey Alexander, ESPN basketball analyst, will be on the call tonight for game one between Oklahoma City and the Dallas Mavericks, joining Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio. I can't recall seeing a team that frustrated that early, especially in the second quarter, where Michael Malone, he ran out there like a manager of a World Wrestling Entertainment wrestler trying to go out there and get at somebody. Then you had Jamal Murray throwing not one but two things onto the basketball court, including a heat pack. Many people believe that he could be suspended. At worst, he's going to be fined. What are your thoughts on Murray maybe being not around for game three based on his actions, Corey, in game two?
Freddie, let's replace the C with SH. He should be suspended. Okay. Let's think about the fact that you get suspended for stepping a foot onto the floor if an altercation goes on, right?
Right.
Can you imagine if you're playing a game and someone throws a hot pack? Now, granted, I opened up the Pepsi Center. I was with the Denver Nuggets when we opened it up, I believe, in 99 or 2000. You got ice under that floor, okay? So now you take a hot pack with a cold floor. Now the condensation, you saw how the hot pack slid across the floor. That's during live action. That's right, not only Carl Anthony Towns, but also your teammates, Nikola Jokic, Reggie Jackson, and KCP. that is endangering players and officials, everybody in the game. There's no question in my mind. He absolutely should have to watch game three because of that. And, again, it's going to be interesting to see with Joe Dumars in the league how they judge on that one, because I think he has to watch that game. Because if you don't set the precedence now, imagine how many people are going to throw a hot pack on the floor when they're frustrated about a game moving forward.
That's a good point. I can't sit up and argue with that. Now, we had another phenomenal game, one, Indiana Pacers versus the New York Knicks. We all know the back history of those two teams. But another, you know, nail-biter last night that ended in a four-point win. How much did the two questionable calls by the refs cost the Pacers that game last night?
I don't know, about as much as it cost the Philadelphia Sixers game, too.
Well done.
I mean, again, let's think about how similar those scenarios are. You go to the two-minute report and you say, we missed the call. That doesn't help you when you're down now 1-0, or you're down 0-1 on the opposing team's floor in a game that you very well could have and should have won. And again, it's one thing to miss the call with the deflection. When Neesmith hits the basketball, it's not his foot, it's his hand, it's another. But then to come back right after that and call an offensive foul on an illegal screen on Miles Turner, which you can call that all game if you're going to call it. So if you're going to make that call, don't make that call in the last 2 minutes. Make it in the first 2 minutes so you set the tone for how that game is going to be called. Because you can't wait until the last 2 minutes of the game to make that call when there's so much of the – each and every possession matters. Stretch.
Corey Alexander, ESPN basketball analyst on Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio. So on the other side of that, you have the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Boston Celtics. Many people believe the Knicks-Pacers series is going 6-7. Many people want this series to be over in 3 because they have the Cleveland Cavaliers doing anything against the Boston Celtics. But we had Aaron Goldhammer on from ESPN Cleveland. He says he could see the Cavaliers making it a tougher series, and he could also see the Cleveland Cavaliers winning game one tonight. If that's going to happen, Corey, what did the Cavaliers do to try to get that game one victory, to get that game one victory against Boston?
For them to get that game one victory against Boston, they're going to have a huge performance from Darius Garland. They're going to have to get him going offensively, making threes, getting to the basket, finding his shooters on the outside. But they also better have Jared Allen back on the floor. Because if they don't have Jared Allen, I don't give them much chance because of what he can do defensively at the rim. Because Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Drew Holiday, Derek White, they're going to live at the rim. I mean, when you look at the, you know, the Cleveland Cavaliers, who is it on that lineup outside of Isaac Okoro that you say, oh, yeah, he's a good defender? It's not Darius. It's not Spider. Those dudes are offensive players. So when you look at that team, who stays in front of Jason Tatum? And as good as Isaac Okoro is, that's going to be difficult for him. So the Boston Celtics at home put so much pressure on you touching the paint, bringing it out to all those shooters, where, of course, they've got shooters all over the floor. But then, let's say you do a good job on Jason Tatum. Who guards Jaylen Brown? Who guards Derek White? Who guards Drew Holiday? That's the thing about the Boston Celtics. They are loaded all the way around. And don't forget the fact that Al Horford can knock down threes as well.
I want to talk about the game that you're doing tonight. When you look at the Dallas Mavericks and the OKC Thunder, SGA, MVP candidate, can tonight be his national breakout in a playoff setting?
I think you rendered him speechless on that one when it comes to SGA.
You said it might be his national. Are you asking, is this his national breakout? If that's the case, I think, Harry, he already has, but I follow the game. You follow the game. To the novice just watching, I absolutely believe that this could be it because there's so many eyes on it. Much of the series before, I mean, it happened in a quick four games, it was on NBA TV.
Right.
So many people aren't necessarily watching the Pelicans and OKC. They don't understand how good OKC is, and they really don't know how good Shai is. So the novice fan may see that this is his breakout. But remember, Shai was first-team All-NBA last year. If they haven't been paying attention to this point, shame on them. Because this dude is one of the top five players in the game right now. And he's putting the Thunder on his back, but he's got a lot of help when you think about the role players for the Thunder. I think this may be a breakout for the not only for Shai, but also for the entire Oklahoma City Thunder organization when they see just how talented this entire young group is.
Yeah, Lou Dort, also Jalen Williams, both Jalen Williamses, and especially when it comes to Chet Holmgren. But they are not going to have an easy time because you got two dudes on the other side that are playing terrific basketball. That is Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving of the Dallas Mavericks. Corey, who has benefited more? Has Luka benefited more from Kyrie, or Kyrie benefited more from Luka, and why?
I believe, honestly, Luka's benefited more from Kyrie. And it's not just because of Kyrie's ability to score and to make plays, but it's Kyrie's sacrifice. Because Kyrie has said, I don't have to go be the guy. I'll be Robin to your Batman until you need me to be Batman. And I think he did that. The 40-point game, you know, I had the fortune and pleasure of being able to call that game against the Clippers where he goes for 40. Kyrie didn't even score for the first, you know, I want to say 16 minutes of game action, maybe 18 minutes of game action in the first half. And then he goes for 40. He scores 14 points to end the first half and then goes off in the second half. But Kyrie is willing to allow Luka, go be the guy, have the high usage rates, do all that you need to do until you need me. I'll be right over here, and then I'll go to work and go get the job done. And I think Kyrie's been the perfect complement to Luka. And more importantly, I think that Kyrie attempting to defend, not a great defender, but he's trying. I think that has forced Luka to have to try harder on the defensive end also, and that's one of the main reasons why the Mavericks are here.
Corey, we've been asking this one question all day to all our listeners. They've been calling in, giving us their thoughts. Freddie, he's on another side. I'm on another side. Mm-hmm. Who is the best duo in the NBA playoffs right now? Freddie has – who you have, Freddie?
The Anthony brothers, Karl Anthony Towns and Anthony Edwards.
And I have Kyrie and Luka. What say you?
I say you both have great guesses, and I love you both, but you're both wrong.
Oh, boy.
The best duo in the playoffs right now is Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. And the reason being is because they both are equally as adept on the offensive end as they are defensively. And that's the difference. The Boston Celtics are an elite defensive team. That's the reason why they ran away with the East and they had the best record in the league this year. And, of course, they both can get the job done offensively. That's the best duo still playing in the playoffs right now. When you look at the two that you thought of, you just mentioned, both great. And the way that, you know, Ant and Kat are playing defense right now makes them special. But they don't do it as consistently as JB and JT have. So, in my opinion, best duo in the game is sitting over in Boston, and they also happen to have the best supporting cast.
Well, as my wife Denise likes to say, we may not be right, but we're never wrong. So you have to take that, Corey Alexander, when you do the game tonight between Oklahoma City and the Dallas Mavericks. And Corey, always great to catch up with you, man. We love having those conversations, man. Take care, be well, and enjoy the game. That was Sean Kelly on ESPN Radio.
Hey, I appreciate you good fellas, man. I'll see you on the next.
And no doubt about that. He's an FOS friend of the show. He's Corey Alexander, ESPN basketball analyst. A great follow on Twitter at Corey Alexander VA. And we keep forgetting about, I guess, those two. And it's a great point that he mentioned because that's the duo, other than Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray, that has gone through a lot together because many people want to break this duo apart. They want to say, Jason Tatum, you don't need Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown, you're your own basketball team. Both of those two young men, still young men, ignored that noise. And now they couldn't be more in concert together to try to make sure the Celtics don't go championship-less for another year, and they are the prohibitive favorite right now to win the NBA championship in the league.
I guess I'm wrong because I penalize them for playing a Terry Rozier and Jimmy Butler-less Miami Heat basketball team.
Okay.
So that's why I didn't name them. But I understand what Corey's saying. Yeah, I really do.
They didn't need them to be at a full tilt boogie because Miami was compromised, but when they needed it, after they lost game two and they took over that series, there wasn't anything that Miami could do to combat the kind of ability that they bring to the table at both ends of the floor. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Your thoughts on Denver Nuggets? Is their season over? OVA, down 2-0 to Minnesota. The Pacers are not getting over what happened last night, losing game one to the Knicks, believing the officials had a part in that. Don't listen to us. Listen to Rick Carlisle, the head coach of the Pacers.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about the officiating. We're not expecting to get calls in here. It'd be nice if they laid off that one, but they didn't.
Right.
So, you know, that's just the way it goes. Uh-huh. I mean, we challenged it. They reviewed it. They got a bunch of people in New Jersey that agreed with them. So that's just the way it goes. So, you know, we got to learn from that too. That's a timing play. Both guys are involved. So, love to execute that better next time.
And we'll see if they're able to do that when that game 2 happens tomorrow night in Madison Square Garden at 8 o'clock Eastern time. Who's the best duo right now in the NBA playoffs? Harry believes it's Luka and Kyrie. I believe it's the Anthony brothers, Karl-Anthony Towns and Anthony Edwards in Minnesota. Pick one and make your thought happen on Freddie and Harry at 888-729-3776. Jeff in Cleveland, my friend, what you got?
What's going on, man?
What's going on?
What's going on?
We're good.
Good, good. Man, I talked to your, I guess the intern, man. Freddie and Harry, man, y'all guys bring so much joy to household, man. It is, man. Freddie, you was a fool, man. I had to Google the number. and I got the number. And Freddie, I've been listening to sports talk shows since 1975. I'll be 63 years old.
Wow.
I've been messing with you when you was on Night. Remember you was on Night?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
You was on Night. And I said, who's this guy with this deep voice, man? And I said, listen, I've been messing with you for years, man. I've been messing with you. And I finally seen you on ESPN. I'm a big fan of yours. And Harry, you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here, Jeff.
Hey, listen here, man. That man is bad, and you is bad, man. You is bad. I love that. When I show up there, when you did that show with Greeny and them, you was up there doing your little thing. And I said, Harry Douglas is a fool, man. That man is, man, I swear, man, y'all guys, man, I listen to y'all every day. I was at work one day, and I said, Harry, you did something. You told some kind of joke when you was explaining something to Harry Douglas. You was explaining something to Freddie Coleman. And Freddie, your laugh, and I cry when I laugh, too. Man, I was walking down the hall. I work at the Y. And I'm up here laughing. The lady turned around and looking. You know what I'm saying? What is wrong with this guy? But I'm laughing at Freddie Coleman with his laugh. And like I tell y'all guys, man, all seriously, they got inside the NBA with Charles Barkley, Ernie Johnson, them guys magnificent. Y'all the top two. Y'all is the top two, man. Appreciate and I see, I mean, I listen to y'all every day, man, and the thing is so beautiful, man. And Harry, man, I love you, how you respond about your family, man. Y'all guys bring great joy to people, man. And God bless both of y'all, man. I love y'all guys, man.
Appreciate that, Jeff. Let me ask you a question. Did our intern treat you right? Because we got to make sure you treat it right.
Absolutely.
I said y'all got a magnificent show, and I've been trying to get the number because I listen to y'all every day. I listen to y'all every day. And like I said, Freddie Coleman, man, you is one of the best, man. I've been messing with you, Coleman, since the early 2000s. It's 2024.
But Jeff.
To a talk show. Freddie, I've been listening to sports talk shows since 1975. I started off with Pete Franklin in Cleveland, Ohio.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? I started in 1975. It's 2024. But Jeff, I was a young kid.
Jeff, hold on for a second. I want to make sure when you call that our intern treated you right and properly. I want to make sure because people like you, we have this show because of you. Did our intern treat you right?
Yeah, he was excellent. Believe
okay.
Me.
All right. I just wanted to make sure because, you know, I get on him now.
Wow. He's a good intern for sure.
Wow.
Wow.
See, Jeff in Cleveland knows, man.
I think I need some coffee soon.
You do not need coffee. There's no way you do not need coffee. You make coffee nervous. Coffee doesn't make you nervous. You do not need coffee as far as that goes. Big Al in California, my friend, what you got for us on Freddie and Harry?
Can you hear me, guys?
We got you, brother.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm in the Golden Valley driving down the middle of the Cali State here. I go on the freeway. We're going to play a little golf. Going to go play some golf,
nice.
Man.
Okay, Big Al.
I'll tell you. My son works at a very nice club near Pebble.
Okay. He said.
Okay, but anyway, this series is over. Listen, I'll just give you why.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't play at a high level. I played high school, but my daddy taught me. He was a high school champion, and I'm telling you, Edwards to me is like a young Kobe. I'm a Lakers fan. This kid is not just the skills and all that, but his attitude, his desire. He's making cap better than I've ever seen him. He is doing that. So, as far as I'm concerned, that team is top.
Yeah, I do agree with that. I believe Anthony Edwards and his play, his maturity, is allowing Karl-Anthony Towns to step his game up that much more. Mm-hmm. but also mature on the basketball court as a player. And I love in the post-game presser a few games ago where Anthony Davis, he may have seemed like he was joking with Karl Anthony Towns, but he was letting him know, bro, stop fouling. Like, we need you on the court, and you're lethal when you're available to us. But when you're in foul trouble, which has been a dark cloud for Karl Anthony Towns, especially in the playoffs the last few years, when you're in that situation, you're hurting us as a basketball team. But when you're out there on the basketball court, you're helping us tremendously. So the leadership of Anthony Edwards has allowed Karl Anthony Towns to be better as a player, I think, as a human too.
It's a great point how you're able to ask him what Big Al in California said, because that's something that I haven't heard anybody say, what he said. It's one thing that Anthony Edwards has looked like this, but look how it's made Karl Anthony Towns a better player. Because Karl Anthony Towns could have been feeling some sort of way saying, hey, this used to be my team, or this still should be my team. Karl Anthony Towns like, what can we do to make sure we're a better basketball team? And if you're going to be the lead dog, I don't mind supporting you. Because when I get going, and they got him going early, Karl Anthony Towns, he was taking it to them. And then Anthony Edwards became that closer. That's why I call them the Anthony brothers. And the fact that Karl Anthony Towns has not stood in the way of the progress of Anthony Edwards and allowed his ego to get in the way, it says a lot what Big Al in California had to say and how you're able to back that up and trampoline off of that. It was great, great points that both of you guys made. Keep weighing in about the Denver Nuggets being done. Not over, O-V-E-R, over, O-V-A, when it comes to the series against Minnesota Timberwolves. We know the Pacers series, the Knicks is not over, but they will not get over game one unless they find a win and win game two. And who is the best duo right now in the NBA playoffs? Pick one and run with it on the Freddie and Harry call-in line at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Speak that gospel next on Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
The Freddie and Harry Podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
On the City Play Day Tuesday on Freddie and Harry with Harry Douglas and Freddie Coleman, presented by Progressive Insurance. All the great music and musicians from that great city of New York. We had a chance to do that all day today, and we're going to do it every other week or every 2 weeks, whatever that takes. We'll give a city a chance to get their play day on today. New York City takes center stage. By the way, Freddie and Harry, presented by Progressive Insurance. You can bundle home and auto and save. You can do that by visiting Progressive.com. Getting a lot of great calls from you in the Freddie and Harry call-in line at 888-729-3776. We know you got something to say either about the Denver Nuggets down 2-0 to the Minnesota Timberwolves. They won the championship last year. They're down 2-0 this year. They lose the first two games at home. Is their season done? Finished? Nathan, nada. How about the Pacers? Will they get over losing game one like that to the New York Knicks? And you know they believe they had help from the officials that were against them and for the New York Knicks. And who is the best duo right now in the NBA playoffs. You can pick one, whatever you want, and run with it at 888-729-3776. This way you can speak that gospel on ESPN Radio. Tony in Texas. What you got, my friend?
Hey, man, I got a few things to get off my chest, fellas. First off, Harry, go ahead and ask me that same question you asked that last caller. How did your producer treat me? Go ahead and ask me that question.
How did my intern treat you when you called in?
Devin Lamont came, hung the phone up.
Wow.
I had to call back. I was like, hell no. It took me 30 minutes just to get in.
Wow.
Devin Lamont came, hung the phone up on me. I called back. My bad, Tony, I got you. But he hung up on me. So he's horrible.
Wow.
But anyway.
Wow.
But anyway,
how do you know his middle name?
I'm messing with you.
How you know his middle name? Lamont.
Hey, he looked like Devin. Sound like it ought to be Lamont.
Listen, you were close. Tony, you were close. It's not Lamont, it's Jerome.
All right.
I still got Joker and Murray as the best. Like they say, you got to beat the champ to be the champ. I know everybody's on Minnesota right now because how bad they look.
Sure.
And that's true. Now, the fat lady, she's not singing, but she got some honey lemon tea and she's warming up, but she's not singing. And the last thing I'm going to say, I don't know that cop that called in that almost lost his job.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know, number one, that's where my taxpayer money must be going. Number two, hey, now I know why when I was getting robbed that day, I didn't get served. I thought it was because I was in a bad neighborhood, but apparently they was listening to Freddie Coleman and Harry Douglas and didn't have time to come rescue me.
We went from Lamont, Jerome, man. And cops not responding properly in the space of three minutes, thanks to Tony.
That is hilarious.
But I'm glad he spoke up for, Lamont Murray. I'm glad he spoke up for
Jerome.
Jerome Murray. I'm glad he spoke up for Jokic and Murray in terms of, hey, you know, you still got to beat these guys. I just can't wait to see what that's going to look like when it comes to Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic, because you know they're hearing all that smoke that people are throwing at them, the way they looked in the first two games against Minnesota.
Well, yeah, and I think they have to figure something out, right? They have to figure out how to be better, better than they were in games one and two, especially if the Denver Nuggets have a chance in this series. Now, I think another thing they got to figure out is if Jamal Murray is going to be suspended or not, because if he's not out there for game three, I just don't see it happening. They're going to go in a 3-0 hole. We know how hard it is to come out from that 0-3 hole.
Yeah, exactly. If your name is Jamal, Lamont, or Jerome, or if your last name is Murray. One of our favorites is Big Joyner in New Orleans. Big J, what you got, my friend?
It's my brothers from another mother. Hey, brothers.
What's going on, Big
What's
Joyner?
What's up, baby?
285, man, over there by Powers Ferry. You know, I work for Panasonic Automotive, but I do Uber and Lyft on the side.
Okay.
So I'm trying to make some of that great all the money so she could come and pop these pockets. You know what I mean?
Big Joyner.
Producers, man. My producers do an awesome job. And they work with my brothers from another mother, Harry, and my brothers. I love the way these Minnesota Timberwolves are doing their thing. And I'm like the other guys, you can't say that you're going to knock the champ down, but, boy, they looking wobbly, man. And I just really love the way that they play, man. And it's been an exciting playoff this year. Haven't been no duds. Everybody's been competitive. Well, maybe one dud, my Pelicans, not showing up, but that's another story. But we're going to continue to watch this, man, and I'm really praying for that young brother, Anthony Edwards. And I'm with you. Boy, my mind is bad.
Freddie or Harry?
Freddie. Freddie. I like the two Anthony brothers, man. I think they are doing their thing. They rolling. And look, I'm going to hang up and listen to my brothers do their thing. Love you.
So let me say this about the Minnesota Timberwolves. I think that growth and that maturity is another reason why they're in the position that they are right now.
Yep.
But if you listen to Anthony Edwards not too long ago talk about you know, the game, and then he ended it in, by saying this, and we're well coached. I don't think we're giving Chris Finch enough credit as a coach orchestrating this thing and making sure these guys are one band, one sound. They're moving in unison, and you don't have any jealousy amongst that roster as well, right? So we do got to give a lot of credit to Chris Finch because, you know, you do have young players over there.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Edwards is 22 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But the way he's been able to coach this basketball team to where they are right now is a thing of beauty, in my opinion. Yeah.
Three things. Number one, big joint. Much love back to you, my brother. We always appreciate you giving us the time because we know that your time is precious, so we appreciate you, number one. Number two, to your point about Anthony Edwards being 22 years of age and being the leader of this basketball team, because even though they're up 2-0, he says, job's not done.
No, not at all. It worked in our favor tonight, man. That's all that was. We made shots. They didn't. That's the defending champs over there, so they're not going to come out and play like that again in game three. We got to be ready to take their punch. And I always tell the team, like when we huddle up and Finchie say, we got to be ready to take their punch, I say, we're going to punch too. I mean, they're not the only one punching in the fight. So, I mean, yeah, just like that. They're not the only one that's going to come out punching. I don't give a damn if we go up 3-0 for the game four, we're going to come out punching too. So they got to be ready to take our punch, and we'll be ready to take their punch. But, yeah, I don't see no slippage in their games. They just missed shots tonight. They'll be ready to go game three, and we will be.
And number three, he mentioned Finchie, the coach Chris Finch, the head coach of the Minnesota Timberwolves, who right now is peg leg Bates on the sideline.
Yes,
he is. Because he had his patella tendon torn where a player collided into him in the previous series when they swept the Phoenix Suns. He's out there on crutches and giving instructions to his assistant coach, and his team is still together. They didn't look at him and say, oh, man, our poor coach. Said, look, I'll be fine. I can coach from here. We believe in what we're doing. Just go out there and do it. It's just coming from a different voice, but it's coming from me. The fact that they've been able to stay connected and not allow his injury to be a distraction says a lot for a Minnesota Timberwolves team who, to bring some memory to your memory, right now is 6-0 in the playoffs. They beat Phoenix in four, and they're 2-0 versus the guys that won the last year in the Denver Nuggets.
You know how in the real world, you know, when someone's down, you don't want to kick them down and you want to encourage them. Well, it's different when it comes to sports. Right now, if you're the Minnesota Timberwolves and you see the Denver Nuggets down, kick the hell out of them.
Yeah.
Stomp them. Don't let them up. Don't let them breathe. Don't give them any oxygen.
Yeah.
Do what you have to do. You smell blood. You a shark in that water. You go get you some of that blood.
Yeah, because it's as important as that game is for the Denver Nuggets to make sure they don't go down 3-0. It is, in my opinion, doubly important for the Minnesota Timberwolves. They can't lose game three. You lose game three, then that impenetrable armor that you've been able to create so far in the playoffs, that's going to take a dent. Because then the Denver Nuggets are going to say, oh, they can be got. Then they feel more emboldened. Then they feel confident. If you're Minnesota, to your point, you can't lose game three at home. After you work so hard to win the first two games on the road in their building at that altitude, and especially when you ran away and hit for them last night in game two, you can't potentially give it all back by losing a game three and giving a championship DNA that the Denver Nuggets have a chance to foster that and find a way to tie this series by winning two in your own building.
Can you imagine how that building is going to be when they play again Friday night?
Friday night. Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine how that building is going to be on Friday
Minnesota? It's going to sound like a hockey game because that's hockey country there. Yeah. It's going to sound like, the Minnesota Vikings. It's going to sound like that. The only thing that's going to be missing.
Exactly.
The only thing that's going to be missing, although they may be going, skull, skull. They may go, Timberwolves, Timberwolves, Timberwolves. They may be doing that because they're going to be medieval on Friday when those two teams get together in game three in Minneapolis with the Timberwolves up 2-0 in that series. Zeke in Florida, my friend, what you got for Freddie and Harry at 888-729-3776? He dropped. My bad, Zeke.
Oh,
that's on
me.
That's on me. I took too long.
Dang.
That's on me. I'll take
it. I wanted Zeke the freak, man.
Of course you want the freak. We know you.
Well, not Zeke.
I didn't say him. I just said the freak part. I didn't say the first part. I just said the last two words. I didn't say the first one. Dana in Virginia, my friend, what do you have?
Hey, what's up, Half-Self? What's up, HD?
What's going on, man?
What's good?
Hey, probably about 2 weeks ago, I called in. It was right before the series started with the Minnesota and Denver.
Mm-hmm.
And I already know I'm going on Denver history, Freddie.
Okay.
If you go back 3 years in the bubble, when they played the Lakers, Jamal Murray was hurt. He won 100% in that game. A lot of people said that White Howard played a job on the Joker. For real, Jamal Murray, because that pick and roll that they run so perfectly wasn't in effect because Jamal Murray was hurt. The first two times did the Joker win the MVP, when they hit the playoff, Jamal Murray hurt. They get bumped out the first round, Freddie. Listen, the year that the Joker, when they do make it to the finals and they win it all, Jamal Murray had a healthy playoff run. He was killing everybody. He cooked everybody in that playoff run. In the end of this series with the Lakers, Jamal Murray hurt that calf again. The calf is connected to the Achilles in some kind of way. I hear y'all sports talkers talk about it.
Yep.
I'm not a big athlete like that, but it's connected some kind of way. Jamal Murray is not 100. And the pick and roll that Denver and the Joker, Jamal Murray and the Joker run so sweet is ineffective right now. It's ineffective. That's why Jamal Murray is so daggone frustrated. You seeing people block the Joker shot when you see that? The Joker, he lost in the hole because he don't have his mate. He don't have his mate. And I said it then. You said it was this person or this team get hurt and that person or this team get hurt. But I was watching Denver, the champion. And I said, if Jamal Murray get hurt,
you're correct.
Them Nuggets going to be in trouble.
Yep. You know, spot on Dana, Virginia. And I'll echo exactly what you had to say because he's playing through an injury. He's not playing hurt. He's playing injured. And that explosiveness that we are used to seeing, we've seen it in spots, Harry. But plenty of times, I'm talking about explosive. He shoots a jumper or can get into the lane and make those kind of shots. A lot of his shots are fadeaways because that calf injury is not allowing him to be that guy that can finish at the rim over anybody and anybody like we saw last year in their great run when he was fully healthy and Denver was at a full tilt winning that NBA championship.
And I kind of just noticed this. Like, why are they taking 3 days before they play game three?
It's the NBA and Adam Silver. You come for the king, you best not miss. You better leave the king alone when it comes to Adam Silver.
And we got to get some of these other series in with these number one overall seeds that haven't played in a week and a half.
Exactly. And plus,
you know, I got to get a refresher to see who still plays with OKC. It's been so long.
It ain't our world. It's Adam Silver's world. And especially the NBA is about to sign a brand new big-time contract. You come for the king, you best not miss when it comes to Adam Silver. We'll take a couple more of your calls at 888-729-3776 on the Nuggets, the Pacers, and the best duo in the NBA right now. Plus, McDonald's is going to do everything they can to try to fatten you up like a Thanksgiving turkey. That's next on Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
This show and all of ESPN is streaming live on the ESPN app, featuring ESPN Plus, the streaming service powered by ESPN. From live events to original programming, download the ESPN app and sign up for ESPN Plus today.
The Freddie and Harry Podcast.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
On this City Play Day Tuesday, celebrating all the great music and musicians from New York City on Freddie and Harry. With Harry Douglas, I'm Freddie Coleman on SiriusXM Channel 80. Don't forget about us and tune in and always tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. A couple more calls before we get into another news starring McDowell's, making sure that you're going to be loving it when it comes to something new that comes in a couple of minutes. But Nuggets, are they done? Pacers trying to be done after game one and getting over that to win game two versus the Knicks. Who's the best duo right now in the NBA playoffs? Pick one and be heard right now in Freddie and Harry. Like Airline Food in Virginia. We haven't heard from him in a while. Airline Food, what you got, my brother?
Y'all hear me?
And we got
What's
you.
Up, fellas?
We got you. What's up, my man?
So, look, man, I'm calling to make a public apology to Minnesota them guys that they the real deal. They beat the brakes off of Denver. And you know how mad you got to be to throw a heating pad on the floor, man. I was hollering. I'm at work hollering. But again, my apologies. Y'all real. I apologize.
I love that.
But he brought up a good point.
Mm-hmm. How mad you have to be.
Not only did he throw a heating pad, he threw a towel as well.
Mm-hmm.
So he threw two separate objects. So you know the Minnesota Timberwolves and also the officials were getting under Jamal Murray's skin, but
he
cannot allow that to happen.
Yeah, when I saw that reaction from him, I said, boy, I wonder how much that team believes, man, this team has our number, and we don't believe that we can figure that out. You only do something that immature twice when you don't believe that you're going to find a solution to any kind of problems after two games that the Minnesota Timberwolves have thrown at the Denver Nuggets. Big Ben in St. Louis, my friend, what do you have?
What's up, fellas? Two of my favorite guys. Look here, man. We're doing a remix for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Harry, I know you that Love Friday guy. I'm going to be your DJ live from St. Louis, Missouri. The next hit coming up is for the Minnesota Timberwolves, and it's called Sweet Memories. they remember last year when they got knocked out in the fifth game, man. They've been carrying that like a bad habit since that happened. And so now they're playing Sam Cooke. A change going to come, and it's here, baby. And the wedding song when they walk out the door after they slam the door on them Denver Nuggets, I love New Blood, man. They're going to hit that cool mode D, baby. How you like me now?
Big Ben, well done.
It's also a testament to show you late in the season when you're fighting for a number one seed, if you're the Denver Nuggets, you can't lose a game to the San Antonio Spurs that altered your seeding.
Absolutely, because think about where they would not be playing. This team would be playing somebody else. Not saying that Oklahoma City Thunder are easier, but defensively, the Minnesota Timberwolves so far after two games, they've been a bad matchup for the Denver Nuggets. Each and every night around this time, we take care of you because we know that you always need to be taken care of. You can't be expected to know everything about everything and everyone. Lucky for you, that's where Freddie and Harry come in.
They may not be the top stories of the day.
In other news.
But you need to be in the know. This is In Other News.
We always hear about the chicken battle involving restaurants and fast food places. The burger battle does not take a backseat to anybody else when it comes to trying to get consumers to try their burger. And McDonald's, the latest to have a new item. Now, remember, they brought back the double Big Mac with four patties and the special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onion, sesame seed bun. Well, the CEO of McDonald's shall remain nameless, Ian Borden, says this is now a street fight involving having a better burger. They're going to bring back a bigger burger that's going to be even bigger than the double Big Mac with four patties because, as Ian Borden wants to say, he wants to further build on our leadership in beef.
Well, I guess it's true. The bigger, the better.
You know who doesn't say that? People who aren't that big.
I can't relate.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. They'll find out how much you'll be loving it.
You're loving it.
McDonald's. Amber and Ian comes your way next. My man, Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman. This has been Freddie and Harry on the mighty ESPN Radio. Take care. God bless. As always, ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Thanks for listening to the Freddie and Harry podcast on ESPN Radio. You can also listen to Freddie and Harry live weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on Sirius XM Channel 80. You can also watch and listen on the ESPN app. The Freddie and Harry Podcast.